My husband of 20 years is cheating on me with our son's 18-year-old girlfriend.
Damn!
It looked really easy, Taylor Swift too. Look bad.
No, she'll be fine.
And her uncle was like a private eye, you know, like a person. What is it?
Private investigator.
What is it?
Private investigator.
Damn it. this whiskey is crazy.
It is. It's already handy.
If you are that suspicious of your spouse that you have to go through their phone, there's a whole nother issue to begin with.
I'm going to sharpen up a piece of ice in my drink and throw it at you like a ninja star.
That's rude. Ugly babies.
Yay. Shut your bitch ass up. If I had a nickel for every crazy circumcision I found myself in, I'd have stock in Tesla.
So he does look like a demon baby, but he's not ugly. He just looks evil.
You can be ugly and attractive.
Yeah. What?
I mean, of course, the first person you do butt stuff with, you're going to be pretty attached to, so. Hold on. I'm not ready.
Okay.
What?
I'm going to kick you in your what?
In my love muffin?
No, your left testicle.
Oh, I always get those confused.
Yeah, no. Not testicle, but texticle.
Textical.
Yeah. I heard what I said. Shut up.
What?
I misspoke.
Oh, really?
But I'll still kick you in your left
because it seemed pretty confident.
Oh.
When you were speaking.
Oh, this is how we're starting this episode?
Is it?
This is how we're starting.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready now. I'm ready now.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready now.
You're a dick. What up? Peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast that takes the silliness seriously, the professionally silly podcast. It's your audible boop fang, Amber Smiles Jones. And this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random ass topic that we discuss. So shout out to all my listeners, new and loyal. And DJ Hey Cousin is here.
I don't like your lack of enthusiasm in you saying
what?
That.
What?
All right?
What?
Your lack of trust is disturbing, okay?
I don't understand what you mean. I'm sorry. That wasn't... You didn't like my intro to you?
No, I mean, the intro was fine. It was just that one particular part when you...
Which part?
When you mentioned me.
I don't...
Everything else was beautiful.
I'm sorry. I don't follow. Usual.
Well, I mean, the part when you said, and DJ, Hey Cousin is here. I mean, you said it kind of like... Like someone hit you in the gut or something, or like, you know, maybe.
I think you're probably trying to gaslight me here.
Oh, you know what? That's funny you say that because it sounded like you passed gas when you said that particular part. Like, right when you, DJ Cousin, like, you know, deflating kind of, sort of.
I don't follow.
Oh, wow.
I don't recall.
Wow. You know what? That's fine. Hey, everyone. DJ Hey Cousin is here. Enthusiastic, unlike my intro.
Go ahead.
Do your
little introduction.
Well, I just did my...
My best day, Wesley, in the his house. Bam, 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 bam.
Hey!
So today we've got something interesting per the usual. Today we're going to find out that circumcision is destroying a popular pizza franchise.
Per usual.
Yep. We're also going to talk about ugly babies.
Per usual.
And I've got some news about a podcast that I guest hosted for.
Now that's awesome.
Yay.
That's awesome. That's
Yay.
Awesome.
Yay.
I love that.
Thank you. That and more. Right here in the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Stay tuned.
So yeah, we got some silly ready for you guys today. So let's go ahead and get on with the show. Make sure that you guys are subscribing and rating and reviewing this podcast positively, please. That'd be lovely of you.
Tell everyone. We would really appreciate that.
Coming up, who knew that the words pizza and circumcision could ever be used in the same sentence?
Duh.
This is going to be interesting.
I mean, I was doing that when I was a kid. Y'all are late, man. Y'all are late.
It's a very, very strange response to that tease. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. Okay, so I'm aware that the words circumcision and pizza don't normally go together. I'm aware of that.
Why do you keep saying it like that?
Because that's what you call a tease. I learned that. But for today, they do. But before we get into that, I do have some cool news before we talk about these pizza and circumcision information that I've got to share with you. So for those of you who are new to the podcast, you may not be aware of this, but I am an assistant producer for this amazing, the number one morning radio show, okay, in the country, The Burt Show. It's available in podcast form everywhere that podcasts can be found. One of the co-hosts of The Burt Show, Abby Murphy, she has a podcast that's called The Breakup Breakdown. And when I tell you that the stories that she tells and the interviews that she does in this podcast is just toxic and dramatic, and the tea is so hot, you will get third-degree burns, I promise you.
It's muy caliente.
Yeah, because we're talking about, like, nasty, crazy breakup stories.
Oh, nice.
I mean, there was one where this lady was, like, trying to dump her boyfriend, and he just wouldn't take no for an answer and shit. Mm. So he stole her car and her dog.
Damn.
Drove out of state.
What?
And just ghosted her. And her uncle was like a private eye, you know, like a personal, what is it?
Private detective.
So yeah, he was a private investigator. So he ended up finding this dude, right? And so they came up with this thing together, her uncle and her uncle's wife, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. And they decided to drive to where this dude was. She contacted him on like Facebook or some shit. Maybe she texted him. I don't know. She contacted him and told him that she wanted to get back together and that she was really sorry.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, well, let's have dinner or something or lunch or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so they made sure that they knew exactly where the dog was before they got there. They knew that he would take her car to the lunch or to the meeting. Mm-hmm. And so when they sat down, apparently he got up to go to the bathroom or go to the bar or something. I don't know. I can't remember the entire story, the details. Yeah. But she decided to stole the keys that he left in his jacket pocket or something like that. Stole the keys, grabbed the car, and she didn't make a move until she heard from the uncle that they had already gotten the dog. Ooh. Once she got word that they got the dog, she got her keys to her car that he stole. Stole that shit, left his ass at the fucking restaurant because her uncle dropped her off. So she was good.
Wow.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Then he calls her, what the fuck, blah, blah, blah. Well, you're going to go to jail because that car is full of cocaine.
What?
Yeah. And then there was like more shit that I don't remember, but I remember that part. So yeah, the breakup breakdown. We're talking about, and these are interviews from people who were in these relationships.
Yeah, yeah.
That's who she's interviewing.
That is ridiculously interesting, especially in this current
and that's just one
culture
of them.
And weather. Yeah,
yeah. She's had this climate. Podcast for years. That's just one of them.
Yeah. No. Hey. There are people trading dating stories right now like Pokemon cards. It is the market is plentiful with these individuals right now. So I'm pretty sure it is easy. Mm-hmm. To come across a ridiculous dating story.
Hell yeah. So the breakup breakdown, I got to guest host on an episode with her, which is freaking fire. So
yeah.
What I'll do is I will post that down below in the show notes so I can share that with you. I'm pulling it up now so I can tell you the name of it. It is that episode is called Breakdown Bonus, Learning to Trust Again After Betrayal, featuring coworker Amber plus Dr. Margaret Rutherford. This was posted on March 7th on the Breakup Breakdown podcast. So take a listen. So take a listen to that podcast. Not just that episode, but that podcast. It's really good, really juicy. You guys are going to love it. Okay, so that was fun. Now it's time to talk about pizza and circumcisions.
You know, it's weird because I almost forgot about that. There was a moment I thought in which that was going to tie in to the dick skin and pizza crust, but apparently not.
Okay. Let's get into it. So I came across this on the web of interweb. And this is coming from foxnews.com, my most trusted source of news. So anyways, the topic I came across, the title of this, and it says, Canadian Pizza Hut goes viral for hysterical typo about why dining room was closed. So it says here, this is freaking crazy. The sign that was left, the typo was left as it said, and I quote, "Due to unforeseen circumcisions, the dining room will be closed this evening," end quote. So the sign was taped to the door by the employees, and they said, "Sorry for your inconvenience." So it's safe to assume that the employees meant to write circumstances instead of circumcision. So this is...
Are you sure? Are you positive?
That's what Brian Flood from Fox News, who published this article, said. So
I mean, because I can understand the confusion.
Do you want to see the sign?
Yeah.
Yeah, look.
You got to check those typos, man. When you see that red underneath the word, you know, you can't just click it randomly. You know, you got to make sure it's changing the word to the thing you want it to change to. You know what I mean? But also though, I mean, precarious circumcisions happens all the time. All the time, okay? If I had a nickel for every crazy circumcision I found myself in, you know, I'd have stock in Tesla. You know what I mean? So I don't really know what all the hubbub is about necessarily. But yeah, that's just me. That's just me.
I'm done with you. So it says here, Fox News host Gregory Gutfeld called it, and this is a quote here, "the very worst typo ever," end quote, when covering the story on Gutfeld said, and I quote, "Don't order the sausage," he added. Tyrus joked, "How can a circumcision be unforeseen?"
So I shouldn't get the meat lovers?
No, probably not. So there are a few posts of people responding to it, like via Twitter, or excuse me, X. And it says here, Adam Great Tweet wrote, "The perfect typo doesn't exist." And then he posted the photo of the unforeseen circumcision. So stunning.
Great.
And then we got at George Taiki, I think it is, says, "Typos are my worst enema." And then Pizza Hut Canada decided to join on in, since this was them, Pizza Hut in Canada. They tweeted here, "We promise the only thing we cut is pizza."
That's great. Now, question.
Check your meat.
Question now. Does this surpass the all-time great spelling error, no regrets?
It's such a good typo.
Is
it better than no regrets? Typos. I feel like this is the best typo to ever have lived.
So it is better than no regrets.
I think it is.
You think so?
Hell yeah.
You might be on to something, Watson.
Hell, thank you. The general manager of the Pizza Hut location blamed the typo, of course, on autocorrect, according to CTV News. So that's where we are with that.
Why wouldn't you blame that? I'm going to blame the third party application that has no sense of autonomy over itself.
That's what happens, man. You know, you got to be really careful with that autocorrect.
Oh yes.
But sometimes I want to say dick, not duck. Wait, fuck.
Yes, I did look at her curiously, audience, as she said that. I did. And she looked at me like, what?
Oh, duck.
I saw her realize her error in real time.
Oh, duck.
Get a sip. That's in. Crazy. Get a sip in.
Yeah. Listeners, you're going to be glad. I got a great way. I pranked the shit out of Wesley. Every podcaster and content creator hates these types of moments. He's still kind of trying to settle his mind right now. I did fuck with him mentally just now. But yeah, you want to listen to the end
I
of
don't
the podcast.
Like you.
You're going to want to listen to the end of the podcast.
And audience, I don't like you either, because you promote this buffoonery.
This the professionally silly podcast. What do I take seriously here, Wesley? My silliness. Stay tuned towards the end. You're going to want to hear this. Okay, so I did come across something I came across something that I thought was, I don't know if it's interesting or not, but it is some E! News, if you will. We got some entertainment news here-ish. I don't really know if it's news, but it did occur. We're going to talk about it because I have a podcast and I talk about things. So I'm here on CNN.com.
All right.
And we got here an article that's written by Jennifer Henderson of CNN. It says here that a younger brother of Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes sentenced to 6 months unsupervised probation in battery case. You know Patrick Mahomes, right?
Yeah.
The quarterback?
Yeah. Yes, I'm aware. I would have definitely asked.
They won the Super Bowl.
Oh, my goodness. Please carry on.
It was him, Travis Kelce, Usher, and Taylor Swift.
I'm going to sharpen up a piece of ice in my drink and throw it at you like a ninja star.
That's rude. Oh, my God. His brother. Okay, so his brother's name is Jackson Mahomes, younger brother of Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, was sentenced to 6 months of unsupervised probation on Thursday. This was written back in March, earlier this month. On the 9th of March, after pleading no contest to a simple battery charge, according to court records. And I'm looking at this dude, and he just the definition of fuckboy.
Well, yeah. If it's the situation that I believe it to be, it was him, like, pressing up against some girl. I believe it was someone's mom, I believe.
What?
Well, I don't remember exactly, but it was some woman at a event, and there was a camera right there, right where he was pressing up against her. And he was pretty aggressive. He, like, grabbed the back of her head and, like, was trying to.
You know.
And I think he laid a couple on.
You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, I mean.
That's illegal.
That's later on.
That's why he was arrested.
Yeah. Yeah, they got him for it later.
Yeah, probably super later.
Yeah.
It says here, this is a quote, Jackson is thankful for the support of his family and friends during the last year. Jackson pled no contest to a single count of simple battery, and he was given 6 months of unsupervised probation, which kind of sounds like a slap on the wrist. Hey, don't do that again.
Oh, it definitely is. Definitely.
Hey, don't do that. That's what Jackson, what his attorney, Brandon Davies, said. So Jackson simply wanted the case to be over with and to move on with his life.
Yeah.
You know, the matter is now closed, and we will not be issuing any further statements.
Can we never, ever bring up that really bad thing I did that I'm not really sorry for?
It says here, right? I fucking hate that. So it says Mahomes was arrested and charged in May 2023 with 3 counts of aggravated sexual battery and one of battery by the Johnson County District Attorney's Office. Prosecutors ended up dropping the 3 counts of aggravated sexual battery in January, according to the court records. Mahomes' brother, Patrick, is the starting quarterback of the... Why do they keep saying this?
We don't know already.
Super Bowl wins under... I'm sorry. Who's Patrick Mahomes? Who's that guy?
Who's that guy? Man, that sounds familiar.
Patrick. The only Patrick I know lives in the ocean.
Yeah, that's true. That's a blank.
Yeah. There's something juicy right here. It says Patrick Mahomes' father, Patrick Mahomes Sr., was arrested in Texas under suspicion of driving while intoxicated in February.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's crazy, man. What? Your son is rich as shit. Please, please stop making your family look like ass.
Yeah, they're making it look really easy,
Taylor Swift look bad.
No, she'll be fine. She'll be fine.
Swiftie pride.
Wow. Didn't expect that, but I do agree.
Go Taylor! Yeah. No, I'm being facetious. Moving on. So you actually heard about Jackson acting like this. You've heard of it.
Oh, no.
I'm hearing about him.
I've bumped into many videos about him and his antics at games and
him. So he's a problem child for real.
He was actually trying to be a social media star by filming dances and stuff on the field and all kinds of stuff. There was a moment, I believe, if I'm getting this correctly, where it was some Black history-based thing, and it was like during a moment of commemorating and silence to a degree, he was on the field like doing a TikTok dance, right? You know, dancing around like, yeah.
Are
it
you
was
serious?
Yeah, it was that. It was,
oh, so he is a fuckboy.
He got into another altercation, I believe, after that with someone with he threw a drink on them, and it became like sort of a situation. And
that's
after that,
assault.
I think he got banned. He got banned from the game.
That's
I believe after that, yeah, it got bad pretty quickly. Like, it
that's
was
crazy,
but they gave him a lot of leeway because he did a lot of little stuff like that. It was a buildup. Yeah. If you track it,
if my brother had two Super Bowl titles under his belt. Boy, when I tell you, I will be so well-behaved and also thankful for the free trips to Paris and shit.
What do you mean?
Are you kidding me? People are dumb. I don't understand. Oh, my God. Coming up next, ugly babies. Let's talk about that for a second. That's going to be interesting.
Yay.
Yeah, nothing like ugly babies.
Let's give you some nightmares.
To get you started. Oh, for sure. For sure. Ugly babies. It's something that many people don't think exists or will not admit exists, but they are a thing. They are not myths. They are not mistakes. They are not made up. They're not urban legends. They're not. They're real. They exist.
They've been here since the dawn of time.
They have been. Some of you have been ugly babies.
Some of you made ugly babies.
I'm not saying the baby stays ugly. For some of these babies being like,
sometimes, you know. Ugly baby turned to an ugly toddler, turned to an ugly kid, turned to an ugly teenager, turned to an ugly man.
Facts. Sometimes the ugly don't stop, you know what I'm saying?
It's an unlimited ugly train sometimes, but hey, you gotta roll with it.
All babies are beautiful.
Very much.
Except for the ones that aren't.
Yep.
Anyways, on the Bird Show, they're having this segment right now called the Busted Baby Bracket. They do this thing every March, and usually what they do in March is they have like the cute baby bracket or whatever. I forget what the original was called.
Yeah.
It was called Munchkin Madness or something. Anyways.
Aw.
What they did is everybody would send in photos of their babies, you know, like cute kids or whatever, cute babies, and people would vote on the cutest baby at the end of the whole thing. That family would win $1,000.
Yeah.
Right. So this year they decided to switch it up because they usually do the same thing every March. Mm-hmm. And Kristen had the idea, oh, hey, ugly baby this year.
Mm.
And so they did a poll on the website and on Instagram and TikTok and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked their listeners, would they be cool with doing this? And I think it was like 74% of the voters said, yes, let's do this. And the other percent were like, oh, this is bad. How could you? Oh, you're going to scar these children. Oh, they're going to need therapy. You know, because everything is so PC now.
Well,
you can't have fun anymore.
Well, you know, I think that pendulum is turning back to a more sensible understanding of comedy and humor. I mean, that was just 20-some percent of folks saying, oh, don't say anything about babies. You're probably going to remember it for the rest of your life and build some kind of trauma due to it because of what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Shut your bitch ass up. Have a laugh and a coke and a smile.
But here's the thing, because the parents are the ones sending in these photos and the baby has to be 3 months or younger.
Mm-hmm.
You can't send in other people's babies. You can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't. You can send in a photo of yourself as well, as long as it was 3 months or younger.
Yeah.
And if you were born in the 40s and you had an ugly baby.
Yeah, I was about to say, this baby can be from any point
in
time.
Yeah, sure can. What I'm going to do here, bud, is I'm going to pull up some of these ugly ass babies. I want you to take a look at them. You want to take a look at these ugly babies, dude?
You want to show me some ugly babies?
Yeah. Now, if you want to see the ugly baby bracket, the busted baby bracket, you have to go to the Burt show.com. okay, thebertshow.com, and it's literally the first thing that's on the website. Bert is B-E-R-T, thebertshow.com. okay, so right here, let me click the bracket. I forgot they're really ugly. I'm sorry. No, they just, I had a visceral reaction.
It took you. It took you back.
Okay. Yeah. Now this one right here, if you go to thebirdshow.com and check out this ugly baby contest. Now, right now, there are 32 fugly babies in the bracket. Okay. This is round one for Busted Baby Bracket 2024. Okay. So pretty much how this is going to work is that we're going to go from 32 to 16 to 8 to the fugly four and to the championship here. And the winner will be announced on April 9th. So you do have some time to vote. It looks like for each of these brackets, you've got about 2 days, 2 to 3 days to vote. So if you want to join in, you can.
And it only takes a couple minutes. It's
It doesn't take long at all.
I mean, the horrors
God damn it!
Yeah, the horrors that you view in those couple minutes will last for maybe.
I forgot about that baby. I'm so sorry.
But I understand.
But did you see this? It's like his brain is exploding.
Are these
from
new
his
babies?
Face.
Are these new babies?
No.
These are the same babies?
This is that. Remember that baby?
Oh yeah, that baby. Don't show me, please. Don't show me.
God.
So yeah, as you can hear, it is trauma inducing, but it's for a good cause.
The ears on this kid. If you're looking at it right now, you probably won't see it, but right now it's matchup. It's baby 11. Baby 11 is terrifying. I am so sorry. This is clearly a photo of a photo. Like, I think this kid was like born in like the 50s or the 60s or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a sepia photo.
And a little thing for the people who's going to go and actually, you know, survey the babies. Keep an eye out for the ones who... They're not ugly. The parents just...
They wanted $1,000.
They just caught them in an ugly moment.
Yeah. Some of these babies are actually kind of cute.
And it's not... It's maybe a couple of... Like three, four, maybe five of them. But yeah, they're not ugly. They're pretty decent babies.
I will say
borderline
this,
cute. But they just uglified them a little bit.
Baby 24 is adorable. I think it's just like a weird photo. Also, the only thing that's creepy about the baby is the fact that his entire eyes, they're all black. So he does look like a demon baby, but he's not ugly. He just looks evil.
You can be ugly and attractive.
Yeah. What? Did you mean evil and attractive?
That's what I meant, evil and attractive. That's, it can be ugly. I mean, ugly on the inside and attractive on the outside. That's what I mean.
I can't stand baby 26 because baby 26 looks like Mark Wahlberg as a baby.
Yeah, I remember that.
Baby 27 doesn't have a neck.
Oh, yeah. First of all, it's not that it doesn't.
Baby 27
is
like,
it's not that the baby
cat
doesn't have a neck. It's that the neck is so malnourished that it might as well not exist.
I think every piece of any type of nourishment that the baby 27 had went directly to his head. He looks like the grumpy cat. I'm not kidding.
Oh, yeah. The forehead region, to be specific.
The cheeks.
And chin cheeks.
Good God. I thought that baby's face was melting off of its head.
Hey, don't spend longer here than you have to, okay? You do have to sleep tonight.
Baby 29.
Yeah.
Listen, their parents, actually, I don't even know if it's the parents. These could be people turning in photos of themselves.
Trust, hold, and believe I thought that. I definitely thought that. These are just people submitting pictures of babies. Who knows the origin of these pictures?
Baby 31 is cute. Aww. What's wrong with that? Someone's baby 30. Some of these babies are cute as shit.
Hey, man.
They are, though. But I'm sick of these babies with these, like, hairlines. Like, when they're, like, they're already 64.
Yeah, they've already have gotten fired from their job twice and has gotten divorced twice as well.
Facts. A lot of these babies were born grandparents.
Yeah. They were born paying taxes. It's bad.
Born with debt.
Exactly. How you born with a mortgage?
I can see why baby 14 looks the way this baby does, because they're clearly being choked out. I mean, what? It's fucking furious. Yo, can I breathe? This is crazy. So anyways, check out the Busted Baby Bracket on thebirdshow.com. It's just all in fun and games. Everybody has posted photos of either themselves or their own kids.
No one's getting hurt.
Actually, they're going to get $1,000 if they win.
Quite the opposite, actually, apparently.
Damn, baby six conehead is crazy.
Yeah, that thing tall.
Yeah, I hope that rounds out.
You will never know. I mean, we might, but whew, well, only time will tell.
Oh, yeah, I'm good. I don't want to do any of this.
Exactly. I don't want to do any of this. You got to sleep tonight.
I don't want to do it. No, I'm just saying I don't want to give birth. This ow, ew, gross.
Oh yeah, those heads are crazy.
Yeah. Wow. That comes out of vaginas, bro.
Oh yeah. No, I heard about that.
Do you remember that scene from Knocked Up when it was crowning? To this day, bro.
That got you?
Yes.
That got you?
That's the one thing. Oh, I'm kegeling, but it's not coming off.
Ew.
It's staying closed. Like, I'm... Oh, my God. I'm so uncomfortable. They rip through...
Oh, yeah, it's a rip.
You're...
Correct use of the word. Yeah, it's a rip.
Your hips dislocate.
Mm-hmm.
I can't...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lots of inches that thing spread out. Lots of inches.
Shout out to the mamas out there.
Shout out to the mommies.
Shout out.
Catapulting
be me.
Babies Couldn't out of be their me. Vag. And that thing got to heal up over the weeks. What?
That was really descriptive. I wasn't ready for this. Holy shit. You just came out with the vag, like, immediately. What? Well, maybe I want a vag. Jesus. Oh, my God. Next up, we have a woman who's got a husband of 20 years who's cheating on her with someone extremely close to them. Ready for some drama?
Per usual.
It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. I went to Reddit. Reddit is a great source of drama as well.
It's a great source of everything. Cooking, recipes.
Porn.
Stuff for, you know, like coding stuff.
Porn.
You know, great like woodwork stuff, you know, schematics and stuff like that.
Porn.
Yeah. And, oh yeah, porn.
Oh, shit. You forgot to mention porn.
Yes. That too.
And, of course, porn.
And cats.
Yeah, a lot of cat videos.
Yeah.
With porn. So I went to the Reddit community here. It's called the Off My Chest community. And pretty much it says here it's a mutually supportive community where deeply emotional things you can't tell people you know can be told. So whether it's long-standing baggage, happy thoughts, or recent trauma, posting it here may provide some relief. Well, listen, and if you want, we'll talk. We aim to keep this a safe place. So this was created back October 23rd, 2009.
All right.
Yeah. Actually, there are over 3 million members on this community, and 600 of them are online right now. I'm not going to disclose the name. You can find it yourself.
Of course. If you want to.
This was posted about 3 days ago, so it's pretty recent.
Pretty recent, all right. Which means they're still, like, collecting advice.
Yeah, they're still getting it.
Yeah.
All right, so here the title of it is, My Husband of 20 Years is Cheating on Me with Our Son's 18-Year-Old Girlfriend.
Damn!
When you did that, all I saw was Kevin Hart. That's all I saw. Does that make me racist?
A little bit. Oh. A little bit. Carry on. Wow,
you're both black, but all right. Well, one of you is.
Carry on.
So it says here, I'm going to use pseudonyms for anyone in this post. I, 41-year-old female, am a stay-at-home mom. My husband, 48-year-old male, whom we'll call Paul, works in finance. We have been married for nearly 20 years, and we have two kids whom we call Eric, our 18-year-old son, currently a senior in high school, and Mary, our 15-year-old daughter. They are both the lights of my life. The marriage with my husband has grown somewhat stale over the years for a myriad of reasons, such as his work schedule and how I've aged poorly since we first met. Oh, pause. That's aw.
I appreciate the transparency.
Yeah, but that's sad. It goes on to say, our son Eric has a girlfriend who's 18, female, whom he's dating since they were freshmen in high school. We'll call her Amy. Eric absolutely adores Amy. She's his first love, and she's someone I've always considered as family. This makes the whole situation emotionally excruciating for me.
I mean, of course, the first person you do bust up with, you're going to be pretty attached to, so.
That is interesting. That's what you took from that. That's lovely. Men. He goes on to say, last week, I inadvertently saw my husband's phone screen and got a glimpse of a text thread between my husband and Amy, our son's girlfriend, she says in all caps. And I read what looked like a message of her telling him that she, this is a quote, misses sucking his cock.
Yeah, they seem like a family who uses cock.
I hate that word.
Ugh. Yeah.
It's gross.
It sucks.
It goes on to say, I froze in place in complete disbelief, and I spent most of the day convincing myself that I must have just misread what I saw. However, I didn't misread it, because over the last several days, I discovered a file on his computer filled with tons of BDSM porn. He clearly has a porn addiction. He also has saved photos of Amy from her Instagram on his computer. Although they weren't inappropriate, she was fully clothed, it was still the proof I needed to confirm that I wasn't going crazy. What do you think so far about this?
Wow.
We still got like 3 paragraphs to go.
Okay, shit. So, okay, so one, this family is cooked. All right, this family's cooked. Again, I appreciate her transparency about the things that, you know, may have fallen off a little bit in the mirrors on both ends, but god damn. So she really only has a couple of options at this point, because we're already...
Yeah, not many options.
We're already pre-roasting as far as this cook section is concerned. Yeah. She could either not say anything up front and
actually
try
we haven't even gotten to all of it. There's more.
There's more shit. Yeah, oh, you know what? Let me hold on.
We're not.
Let
done.
Me hold off, because we're already cooked.
Yeah,
we're already like this whole little family dynamic before this information got
there. Family's destroyed.
It's cooked.
Their like family's destroyed.
So all right, go ahead.
As she goes and say, I also looked at his phone during opportune moments and saw more of their interactions. I wish I'd never looked. They were filled with mean, horrible things said at my expense. With him constantly comparing me to her, he would call me fat and old, among other things, along with Amy LOLing, like laughing out loud.
Yeah.
I've always had hunches of paranoid feelings that Paul has been cheating on me, but never in a million years could I have fathomed something like this. Last month, I found a thong in our bedroom that I know wasn't mine. Mm. I turned a blind eye to it, being naive and acting like it was maybe our daughter's, even though that made zero sense.
Yeah.
Not only is he cheating on me, but he's betraying our son. I'm completely devastated. I don't even think words can adequately describe the dread, anger, shock I feel right now. I'm totally overwhelmed on how to handle this, because obviously action needs to be taken, but I'm terrified of what kind of psychological damage this will be for my son. I have no idea how to even broach this completely fucked up topic with him. I wouldn't wish this predicament on my worst enemy. I can't even believe I married this scumbag in the first place. And then my mind started to race, realizing that I started noticing specifically unusual behavior from him around the same time Amy turned 18. Mm. Was he waiting for her to turn 18 before pursuing this affair? There's so many layers to all of this, and I'm completely paralyzed with fear and dread about it all. None of it makes any fucking sense. How did this happen? Am I that much of a stupid idiot that I let all of this happen under my watch? Eric adores Amy, and the thought of revealing the sickening truth to him terrifies me. The impact on his young heart and mind could be devastating. My heart aches for Eric and Mary, who are completely innocent bystanders. I haven't confronted my husband about this because I'm frankly scared of the domino effect. I don't know who to turn to first about this. I share my story not for sympathy, but in search of understanding and perhaps advice from those whom I have to grapple with deep betrayal. Thank you for listening. I mean, she pointed out something that I didn't really think about. How do we know that he waited until she was 18?
She doesn't. And there's
she's hoping that.
That's her still like trying to keep some level of good faith as far as his character and the overall situation, which I feel you, but you're also just shielding yourself from the possible realities of how this shit may have played out. Damn, we're cooking, boy. We're cooked. We're so cooked. Man, you're going to have to just go ahead and blow this whole facility up because there's no saving it at this point, because who knows how long this has been going on. There's most likely a good chance that he's been there while she was underaged. And she may not be the only one. And even with the 18 thing, it's still horrible. He most likely isn't the only one.
Yeah.
The whole BDSM thing, that whole layer to it even acts as, well, it brings up more questions as far as what he's been into or been doing while you're not around, and the stuff he's, the hobbies, the sexual hobbies he's been cultivating while distancing himself from you, which is always a situation and a problem, because in relationships, when that happens, when that distance happens between a couple, it's always filled with something. Just to find out what you have been able to find out, it only brings up, well, what else has been filling up that space?
Oh yeah, that trust right there, that's gone.
Sidebar, I don't know how you feel about this, but there's been this conversation on social media over the concept of going through somebody's phone, how you sort of have to at least once get that evil out, just to dead all suspicion and reservation. And all right, let me, and yeah, like they've always said, well, don't be surprised when you find what you're looking for. That's the point. But here's the thing, as long as you're going in that situation, like, okay, well, if I find something, then we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But most people aren't ready for that.
Obviously, if you're going to do that, that's fine. But my thing is, like, if you are that, this is just maybe a hot take, or maybe it's not, but if you are that suspicious of your spouse that you have to go through their phone, there's a whole nother issue to begin with. For me personally, I'd rather just be like, yo, what's going on, and have a convo first to see what's happening. I don't want to go searching for things. I don't want details that's going to hurt me more. I'd rather figure out what you're saying, and I feel like I can't trust you, then I'm going to tell you that. I don't want to go looking for damaging things. That's what I'm saying right now, because I've had some toxicity in my past on other shit. So for me, bro, if I don't trust you already and we're together and I feel like I have to check your phone, then I need to think to myself, yo, there is a problem here that we need to address if this is a relationship that we want to have. I feel like, but I don't know.
If you already have to ask something, you know, if you already have to have a conversation about something, and the seed's already been planted and it's already sprouting to a degree. So usually by the time a person gets to the phone thing, it's already been built up to the point in which you can pick off fruit from that tree.
Well, you know what I'm saying? There's usually a problem with like asking or having a conversation.
Of course not.
You know, I think that's the adult thing, is if something pops up that you feel a certain way about,
yeah,
and we're in a relationship, I should be able to come to you and be like, hey, this is what I'm feeling. I need to talk to you about this.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like you can't do that, then that's not.
Of course. However, compounding on top of that, usually by the time a person gets to the checking the phone stage, they've had multiple of those conversations. They've tried to milk that stream of communication to try to soothe those reservations and to kill those particular demons. And those demons still exist. So, you know, a lot of the time, a person does, most people who consider themselves good people do try to justify those actions. Oh, well, I just had this hankering, it didn't feel like I was getting the truth from what they were telling me. The stuff they were telling me wasn't consistent, and there were some discrepancies, and it just didn't feel right. So I didn't have a choice. And Hate to think about moments like that when people decide to do something bad. And I'm not even referring to this dude. I'm just referring to this little sidebar we're having. Mm-hmm. In the moment, it feels justifiable due to all those mental receipts you've built in your mind. And I have to say mental receipt because when you try to elaborate and explain that to a person, you can't come off as crazy because there are these little small, insignificant little moments that have built up to this mountain of suspicion that has led you to this, unfortunately, shameful moment. Or if you have any sense of a good moral compass.
See, I understand everything that you're saying, and that makes a lot of sense. But I guess for me, I'm at a point because of all the crap that I personally have been through, is that I'm done. If I tell you that I can't trust you, we're having the same fucking argument over and over again, or it's the same problem.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm unhappy. I don't have time to waste my time or energy on any of that. So there's not going to be a moment where I have to feel like I got to check your phone because I've already left.
Exactly. And I feel you because if you get to
that
point.
That's where I'm at mentally right now.
Exactly. If you get to that point, then you really should really be considering just leaving.
It's
done. To be honest. Because here's the thing, like going back to what I said a moment ago about how, oh, well, if you go look for it, you're going to find it. Once you find it, then what? You're going to try to reconcile this in your mind.
Just stuck in your brain.
And now you have to justify staying with this person for the hopes of like, oh, well, it'll get better after this because now I know the truth. No.
Yeah.
It's just going to be another version of this later on.
It's I don't know. This is like probably like a weird analogy, but I feel like when you have to go through your ex or your current phone or through their computer or through their belongings and shit, or you need to, I want to know all the details. Tell me, was it good? Did you like it? Did she like it? What'd you do? Once you get that information, imagine being, you find out something that's being stabbed one time. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now you're like, hey, twist this knife in my chest. Just twist it. That's what that is. I don't need you to fucking rip my heart out. I don't need to know the details. The facts of whatever you did that was fucked up, the fact that you did it is enough for me. Mm-hmm. I don't need to know if she liked it. I don't need to know what position it was, where you were, who was there, how long did it last, did you like it, how many times. I don't need to know that information. The fact that you did it, and this
that's
is
enough
just
for
speaking
you.
In infidelity.
That's enough for
is
you.
Enough for me. And not just infidelity of like the sexual being. It can be financial infidelity, mm-hmm. emotional infidelity, mm-hmm. mental infidelity, whatever the fuck it is. If you do something and you have it in yourself to hurt me after we've already discussed, I don't like this, this makes me uncomfortable, and you still decide to be like, fuck you and your feelings, then I am done. You have been 86. You are no longer on the menu. Neither am I. We are done. I'm going to another diner. That's just how I am right now.
Yeah.
Because I've already hit rock bottom in my relationship world. I've already done the rock bottom shit.
Yeah.
And so now I kind of, the veil has been lifted. The clouds have cleared and my skies are blue as fuck right now when it comes to relationships. Right now I'm single as shit. I'm not happy about that right now. But at the same time, I am now being able to focus on me to the point I'm able to be clear enough to say what the fuck I'm saying right now. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do this last year. I couldn't do this 5 years ago.
That's good.
So me being single, whether I like it or not, is what I need. Because
yeah.
I'm not going to just settle just to settle.
Yeah.
The time frame of society where I should be at my age, I thought I would have this by now. Or society says I need this. Fuck that. I'm done with that too. Okay. I'm done with the societal pressures of all the bullshit. I'm trying to figure out how to make me happy. And once I get to that point, which I'm pretty fucking close, besides all the other things, you know, dealing with my mom and all that,
mm-hmm.
but I'm pretty close. And once I get to that, I'm going to be able to open myself up to allowing positive things to happen to me. And I'm logically aware of that. But again, couldn't do that last year because I was so, or the year before that, or whatever the fuck, because I was so enthralled, so fucking like twisted up in someone who clearly proved to me over and over again that I ain't mean shit to them, or I didn't mean enough to them, I should say, to want to be with me in the way that that we thought it would work or it should be or would be or could be, whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. And the moment I let that go, oh, fuck. You think an orgasm is it feels great? I can breathe now. Mm. I can breathe now. Now, I don't know what the future holds for us or if there isn't us, or there isn't in us. I don't know. I don't care. The only thing I'm focused on is tomorrow when we finish this podcast, I'm going to wrap up this computer. I'm going to fucking get ready for bed, wake up at 4 a.m, go to work, rinse, repeat, motherfucker, because I have goals right now. And that's what I'm focused on. Not what I wonder what's on her phone. I'm not doing that anymore. Anyway, penis. Yeah, it was getting too real. I had to get silly. I had to get silly right quick.
Gotta have at least one moment per episode.
I gotta say penis, man.
Yeah.
It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. If there's anything you can take from this podcast episode, especially in dealing with relationships, pizza and circumcisions just don't go in the same sentence. It's not something that
should happen. Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Autocorrect. No. You need to double check your autocorrect too, because I even said, I verbally fucked up. I was like, dick, but I meant duck. Like, it clearly, it was fucked. So anyways, just autocorrect your shit and be safe here. Professionally Silly Life Rules. Shout out to the listeners. You guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them.
And the nips. And the nips.
Oh, yeah. He likes the nips. We talked. Yeah. Okay. So subscribe to this podcast, whatever platform that you're using. Also, do your girl a favor and leave a 5-star and or written review, because it is extremely helpful for podcasters when you do that. It helps them grow. If this is indeed your first time listening, come on back and join in on the silly and binge all the episodes you haven't heard yet. And be sure to share a podcast with a friend. Also, you can go ahead and check out DJ Hey Cousin shit. Go ahead, DJ.
Oh, yeah, man. That's me. Yeah, DJ Hey Cousin stuff. He has his TikTok, which is, again, DJ Hey Cousin. He has his Twitter/X, which is Wesley D. Roberts/Capricorn Jenkins. He has his Instagram, which is Bowrest Roberts. Got some cool stuff coming up. He has some weird kung fu stuff. He has some comedy stuff. He has some acting stuff coming up. He has, you know, maybe some podcasting stuff coming up with some people. You know, just keep your eye open. The good one, not the glass one. We don't talk about the glass one. Get the good one open, all right?
You are a strange individual. Just want to go ahead and say that. I want to get that on the record while it's recording.
Well, you know, that's what Mom always said.
Check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. And, of course, the Professionally Silly Podcast group on Facebook. It's all there. Email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. You can check out the show notes down below. It has all of the links to my most used social medias, both my YouTube channels, my TikTok, all that good stuff. My Google Voice number is down below in the show notes. You can leave me a little voicemail if you like, 805-664-1828. My P.O. box is also down below in the show notes as well. Once again, it's your Audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Spotify for Podcasters, where I take my silliness seriously.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
You should go get some sleep. You're a little tired.
You know what?
Seem a little off.
You know what I'm going to go do, actually? You know what I'm going to go do? No, I'm not. I was considering it.
You son of a bitch. He was going to stab me.
I was considering it, but I'm not going to.
You were
going to
stab me.
I consider, but I'm not going to do it.
That is so fun. We had a truce.
Exactly. That was a representation.
We had a truce like an entire episode ago. We said, we're not going to stab each other.
Well, you stabbed me earlier today. You stabbed me earlier today.
But I didn't record it.
Oh, so that means it doesn't count?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, hence no one stabbed. Okay. We're good.
Please subscribe. I know that was weird, but it's a thing. It's a little bit, you know. You gotta be an avid listener to get what's going on here. All right. Next week.
All right.
Oh, shit. I've always had I've always oh my God, it says what's going on with my throat?
I don't know.
And her uncle was like a private eye, you know, like a personal, what is it?
Private investigator.
Damn it. whiskey is crazy.
It is. It's already handy.
Oh, that's right. I put my shit on airplane mode. I forgot. Yeah, shut up.
You're not on a plane right now.
No, I could be. Oh,
goodness. Yeah.
You don't know me.
We're recording this on a plane right now.
Okay. All right. Now you're being ridiculous.
What? No, you are.
Why are you telling me more secrets?
Well, I mean, I don't want to. I mean, I know you're trying to create a particular mystique. Okay, but here it is. Unless you want to make hilarious errors on purpose,
send those to me. Send those to me. I want to see.
Yeah, make some hilarious errors on purpose, please. I would love to see it. Sorry, I just
took you a long time.
I definitely like bathed.
The funny
in
thing
that.
Is you said the same thing you said in the previous sentence, but you took longer to say it.
I don't know what that was. I'm not quite. I'm sorry. You know what? This drink's finally kicking in, and it's giving me slow motion.
Something hilarious. It's not recording.
What?
We didn't get any of that.
Are you serious?
No, I'm joking. We got all.
Oh my God!
And we got this, what just happened.
Oh,
that's called an audible prank.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, I'm going to use pseudonyms. I'm going to use pseudonyms for anyone. Wait, no, now is that right?
Yes.
It felt wrong.
It's okay.
You know why? Because I was thinking about the word synonym. Wait, is that right?
Can you stop overthinking? Stop overthinking in real time and go, okay? Stop overthinking in like live. Just go.
This will be a part of the bloopers. Okay. But sometimes I want to say dick, not duck. Wait, fuck.